Today's daf is Menaches daf Kuf Tes, and we will begin from the Mishnah on the top of daf Kuf Tes Omid Aleph. Zok to Mishnah, Harei Olai Oilo. If somebody says that I am going to bring a carbon oil, Yakriven of a Mikdash, he has an obligation to bring a carbon oil, and he has an obligation to bring that carbon oil in the base of Mikdash. Doesn't sound like such a chiddush. The imikriva b'beis chanyoi. If, however, this person brought a carbon oil, and rather than bringing it in the beis hamikdash, he brought it in beis chanyoi. He brought it somewhere else. Lo yatsa. The halach is he didn't fulfill his obligation. What happens if the person says that I want to bring a carbon oil, and he specifically said that he's going to bring it in beis chanyoi? There the halach is yakriven b'mikdash. Likatchila he should bring this oil in the beis hamikdash v'mikriva b'beis chanyoi. But b'di'evet, if he brought the oil not in the beis hamikdash but rather in this other bias beis chanyoi yatsa, he fulfilled his obligation. Shimon says no, that if he brought it in Beis Chanyoi, he did not fulfill his obligation. Really, Nazir, if somebody's Mekabel Naziris, and we know that one of the halachas of a Nazir is that when he completed his Naziris, he had to bring three karbonos, an oila, a chatos, and a shlomen. The halach is yigaleach b'mikdash. He has to bring the karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. V'mgilach b'Beis Chanyoi. If, however, he brought the karbonos in Beis Chanyoi, again, not in the Beis HaMikdash, lo yatsa, he didn't fulfill his Naziris. Really, Nazir, she'egaleach b'Beis Chanyoi. If, however, he stipulated at the time that he took upon Naziris that he's going to bring the karbonos not in the Beis HaMikdash but rather in Beis Chanyoi, then the halach is yigalach b'mikdash. The katchila, he should still bring the karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash from gilach b'Beis Chanyoi. If, however, he brought them in Beis Chanyoi, yotza, he's yotza. Again, Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, ein ze nazir, absolutely not. So the Mishnah, at first glance, seems to be saying something fascinating. Ha'oimer, harei olai oilo. So obviously he has an obligation to bring a carbon oilo. Where does he bring the oila? In the Beis HaMikdash. If, however, he brought it b'Beis Chanyoi la yatsa. There is a time, however, where someone that says harei olai oila could fulfill his neder of bringing an oila by bringing it not in the Beis HaMikdash, rather in Beis Chanyoi. And that is if he says harei olai oila she'akrivena b'Beis Chanyoi. So what exactly was Beis Chanyoi? So the Gemara Namad Beis is going to tell us, hashtag the rest of the story. But for now, just to read the lashon of the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam says that Shimon HaTzadik had a son whose name was Chanyoi. Chanyoi moved, as we'll see later, rather dramatically to Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Ubana Bayis Ba Alexandria, Lashon HaRambam, Bitzuras Beis HaMikdash. He built a bayis that looked, says the Rambam, like the Beis HaMikdash. So there was another Beis HaMikdash. There was a Beis HaMikdash that was not in Yerushalayim, on Hara Meiria, on the Hara Bayis, but rather was in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. And that's the Beis Chanyoi that the Mishnah is referring to. So if the Mishnah, if someone says, Arei Olai Oilo, you have to bring the oil in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring the oil in Beis Chanyoi. Stating that, if you said, Arei Olai Oilo, and you stipulate, then the halacha is emikriva b'beis chanyoi yotza. Now, at first glance, if somebody is going to say a rei olai oila and he's going to bring the oila in beis chanyoi, regardless of what exactly beis chanyoi was, we know it wasn't the beis hamikdash. And if it wasn't the beis hamikdash, then lechura this person that's bringing a carbon is going to be over the iser shchutei chutz and halas chutz, and he's going to be chayiv karis. And the truth is that, as we'll see in the Gemara, that's true. The Gemara is not debating that. There's nothing to talk about. That if somebody brings this carbon oil in Beis Chanyoi, he's going to be chay, of course. The Mishnah is looking at it more from the Hilchas Nedarim standpoint. This person said a rei olai oila. So can I fulfill my neder of bringing a carbon oil by bringing it to Beis Chanyoi? It depends. If he said a rei olai oila, then he can fulfill it by bringing it to Beis Chanyoi. If he said a rei olai oila she'akrivena b'Beis Chanyoi, then he could fulfill his neder by bringing it to Beis Chanyoi. But in terms of the iser shchutei chutz alas chutz, of course, regardless of what Beis Chanyoi is, and we'll see, it was Machlokes is Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, what exactly Beis Chanyoi was. But it doesn't matter as it relates to the halach of Shchutei Chutz, because the halach of Shchutei Chutz states that any single carbon, anything that's kachim, that's brought as a hakrova, any place outside of the Azara, one will be chayiv karas for. Either way, so the Mishnah said, harei olai oila, and he clearly stipulated, she'akrivena b'veis chanyoi, talach is the katchila, of course, she'akrivena b'mikdash, v'im ekriva b'veis chanyoi, yatsa, freak the Gemara, yatsa, ha'mikdal katla, how could he fulfill his neder by bringing this carbon oila and b'veis chanyoi? Being that b'veis chanyoi is not the mokum ha'mikdash, it doesn't the Neder of Harei Lai Oila mean that he's going to bring this as a carbon oila, and by bringing it to Beis Chanya, he just killed it. It's like shooting it. It's clearly not a fulfillment of Harei Lai Oila. Rav Amnuna said, Nasik Oim Harei Lai Oila, Al Menash Alei Eschaye Bachar Yusa. By this person saying that I'm going to bring the carbon oila to Beis Chanya, the way we look at it is as follows. He said Harei Lai Oila. See, clearly he has an obligation to bring an oila. But at the same time, he's also saying that Lav Dafka, I want to have to bring this carbon oila kihilchasa. Meaning, it's as if he said that when it comes time to be mafresh the animal, if I'll bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, wonderful. But if I'll decide not to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, then I shouldn't be chayav b'achrayis, and I shouldn't now have an obligation to be mafresh another carbon to fulfill my neder. So just like if somebody would say, harezu oilo, so the halach is go to katchila, bring this as a carbon oilo. If something happens to it, what's the difference between harei alai and harezu? Harezu, you wouldn't be chayav b'achrayis. So, of course, the katchila was supposed to bring it, but if I didn't, then that's also fine. There's no obligation to replace this animal if something ever happened to it. So that's essentially the way we're metaritz dibure. We say that he said arei lai oila, so he has an obligation to bring a carbon oila. So definitely there is a chiyav oila. But at the same time, if he brings it in beis chanyoy, he's not obligated to go now and bring another animal, because by saying she'akrivena beis chanyoy, it's the equivalent thereof of saying that I'm not going to be chayav b'achrayas for this animal. Thus, by him bringing it in Beis Chanya, the animal is no longer alive. There is no more obligation of a rei alai oila. Amalei Rava. Rava said, El Mayata, but if that's the case, save it diktani. The Mishnah had two examples of this halacha. Two times where somebody can say, harei alai, to bring a carbon, bring it in Beis Chanya to fulfill his neder. What was the second case? Harei ni nazir, shagalech beis chanya. If somebody says, harei ni nazir, and rather than me bringing my karbana, he said, I'll be obligated to bring when I complete my nazirus in the Beis HaMikdash, the person said he's going to bring it in Beis Chanya. So yigalech b'mik. Katchila certainly supposed to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. If you brought the Karbanos with Beis Chanya, Yatsa. Freit the Gemara, Hachi Nami, Denasika Oimer, Hareli Naza, Amanashlo, Yeschaya, Bachrayas, Karbanosov. The same Kasha, right? How could he fulfill his obligation of bringing these Karbanos in Beis Chanya if Beis Chanya is not the Makam HaMikdash? So what's Rav Amnuna going to say? He's going to explain the Sefer of the Mishnah the same way he explained the Reish of the Mishnah. That when the person took upon himself the Naziris, he says, I want to be a Nazar. And I'm going to be mafresh karbonis for my naziris the way every nazar has to. But at the same time, if something happens to those karbonis, I don't want to be chayav b'achrayis. How could you do that? Once you're a nazar, you have a chiv to bring karbonis. And if you have a chiv to bring karbonis, you are chayav b'achrayis. The only way for you to now not be a nazar anymore is by bringing the karbonis. That's why if someone's makabel naziris today, even though once upon a time stam naziris was shloi shemiyim, but today if somebody says I'm really a nazar, he's going to be a nazar at bias gael tzedek b'meher b'meinu amen. Because the only way to complete your naziris is by bringing karbonis. So once this person said I'm really a nazar, if the way we understand it is he was makabel naziris, he just doesn't want to be chayav b'achrayis on the karbonis. How's that possible? In the world of Arei Alai Oila, so that's an abstract neder that you took upon yourself. I'm going to bring a carbon oila. Okay, so you could be Mekabel Oila with a Chiyav Achrayas. You could be Mekabel Oila without a Chiyav Achrayas. That's the difference between Arei Alai Arei Zu. That's a Mishnah and Mesechtes Megillah, the first parak. But a Nazir has to bring his carbonus. There's no way to not be a Nazir anymore if you didn't bring your karbonis. So there's no way to be metaritz that when he said a reini nazar al menas sha'agaleach beveis chonya, that what he meant to say was is that he won't be chayav b'achrayas on the karbonis nazirus. Nazir commonly maisi karbonis of lemiskash, right? If he doesn't bring his karbonis, there's no way for him to not be a nazir anymore. Elam Rava, so Rava said, we have to say a whole different pshat of the Mishnah. From Nunes pshat of the Mishnah doesn't work. What then is the pshat? How is it possible that if someone says, Arei alai oila shakruvena beveis chanyoi, he can fulfill his neder by bringing the oila in beis chanyoi? Or if someone said, Areini nazir sha'agaleach beveis chanyoi, he can fulfill and complete his nazirus by bringing the karbanos in beis chanyoi. Beis chanyoi is not the beis hamikdash. How could you fulfill your neder and your nazirus by bringing a carbon outside of the beis hamikdash? So Rava said a chiddush. Adam said, this person who said that he's going to bring his karbanos in beis chanyoi clearly understood that you can't really bring a carbon to beis chanyoi. Rather, this person, l'dayrin mischaven, in his mind, he wanted to bring a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amari said like this, Isagi, Beveis Chanyoy Tarachno. Tfei loy matzino litzdure. He said, if I get around to go to the Beis HaMikdash, then Harei Oyla should mean a real carp. If I don't get around to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and I live in Egypt, so I'll go to Alexandria, it's a little bit more convenient to me. So then, rather than bringing a real carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, I'll give a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bringing this in Beis Chanyoy. The point is, of course, a real Harei Alai Oyla you can't satisfy by bringing an Oyla in Beis Chanyoy. What we're being mitaritz, this person is by saying that lav dafka, he was mekabel to bring a real carbon. What we know for sure he wants to do is to give a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's sort of saying, gilet tzadim, harei alai oila, on the one hand, but then again, she'akriven beveis chanyoy, that lav dafka, it should be a real oila. So really, depending on what he ends up doing, it's going to be a gloy milsel mafrei. If he ends up bringing in the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to come out that this was a real oila, and we'll do shechita kabbaloi, lachas rika, etc. If, however, he doesn't go to the Beis HaMikdash, and he brings it instead in Beis Chanyoy, so then we're going to look at it as a regular gift. The reason he fulfilled his neder is because his neder was never necessarily a real ayoyla. It was contingent. What was it contingent on? Depending on what he decides to do. The same is true with regards to the Nazir. Nazir Nami. We assume that all we know for sure is this person, he wants to take upon himself sigufim. He wants to be mitzar himself a little bit. L'shem Shemayim. And Omar, again, Yisagi b'veis chanyoy. Tarach netfele matzini litzdaure. Yeah, I'll try to make it to the Beis HaMikdash. If I do, then this Naziris will be a real Naziris. If he never makes it to the Beis HaMikdash, so for 30 days, he didn't drink wine, he didn't touch his hair, he wasn't a Tamil Mason. Then he went and he brought these three karbanos, these three animals in Beis Chanyoy. He's not a Nazir anymore, because Igloi Milsa, if he brought the karbanos of Beis Chanyoy, that he was never really Mekabel, a real Nazir. Rav Hanuna Malach, says the Gemara, Rav Hanuna, who had explained the Mishnah differently. He understood the Mishnah that when a person says, Arei Alai Oyla Shakriven B'Veis Chanyoy, that is Mekabel Oyla without Achrayas, the Kasha was, that works for Arei Alai Oyla, it doesn't work for Arei Nazir. Says, Rav Nun is going to learn Harei Nazir the way Rava learned Harei Nazir. Nazir, Kiddukha Amrit, Nazir, Harei Nazir Shakalech B'Veis Chanyoy, I agree with you, Rava. I understand that the same way you understand that. That this person is not necessarily being Mekabel Naziris. He's saying, either I'll be a Nazir, if I could bring the karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, or it's just going to be tsar ba'alma. But as it relates to oila, amanash le'eschay b'achri yusaka amas. So Rav Hanuna maintained his position of how he explained the Mishnah with regards to the reisha of the Mishnah. He agreed with the way Rava explained the Mishnah in the Sefer of the Mishnah. So according to Rava, the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah is consistent. According to Rav Hanuna, Pshan in the Reisha and Pshan in the Sefer is different. Rav Yoichanan, the great Amor Rav Yoichanan, he understood the Mishnah like Rav Nuna. How do you know that? If somebody says, and then he added the words, and he ended up bringing it in Eretz Yisrael, Yatza, but at the same time, Zokt, Rabbi Yochanan v'Anush Karas. He's going to be Chayiv Karas. Why is this a raya to Rav Hanuna? Because the way Rav Hanuna explained the Mishnah, Harei Alai Oila, She'akriven Abaveis Chanyoy, was a regular Harei Alai Oila. He was Mekabel to bring a carbon oila. And once he's Mafrish the carbon, that animal is a regular oila. Now, at the same time, from a Hilchas Nedarim standpoint, he wasn't Mekabel Achrayas. So if he ends up bringing this oila outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he won't have to replace it. Because he clearly said, I'm not taking Achrayas on this. But at the same time, it was definitely an oila. It's for that reason he'll be Chayiv Karas for bringing this carbon oila outside of the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rava, however, when he said, Arei Alai Oila, She'akrivena B'Veis Chanyoy, he wasn't necessarily Mekabel Oila. What he was saying was, is that if I bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, then it should be an oila. If I don't bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, it should be Doirayim Ba'alma. So what happens now if he brings it outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Is he Chayiv Karas? No, because it's a Gloy Milsa that it was Doirayim Ba'alma. So from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, Arei Alai Oila, She'akrivena B'Veis Chanyoy, Anush Karas, that's a riot. That Rabbi Yochanan held like Rav Hanuna, not like Rav Tanya Nami Hachi Abraisa Harei Olai Oila She'akriven B'Midbar. If somebody says, I want to bring a carbon oila and I'm going to bring it in the Midbar, Rashi says, what does the Midbar mean? Kasava, this person thinks Mishon Mishkan Shahaya Sham Yehei Adai in a Midbar Kaddish. Then maybe the Midbar has Kedusha. So the Sugi Zashas, where the Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asadavai, Kedusha Shniyas Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asadavai, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Yerushalayim, Kedusha Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Beis Abchira. So this person, this is a Geshmaka Amaratzos, he thinks that maybe you have Kedusha Rishayin, a Kitchel Lashayta, a Kitchel Lazavava in the Midbar. Wow, he's going to go to the Midbar and he's going to bring Karbanos. Then he ended up bringing in Devar Yarden. So the Allah is Yatza, the Anish Karas. He's going to be Chayiv Karas. So the Gemara understands that this person, Harealai Oyla Shakruvena Midbar, is similar to Harealai Oyla Shakruvena Beveschanya. I mean that the Brisa says Yatza Vanish Karas. So this is a Tanya Kavase to what Rav Amnuna said and to what Rav Yoichan said. Zok to Mishnah Vaita. More on the topic of Beis Chanyi. HaKoyhanim Sheshim Shubaveis Chanyi. The Koyhanim that did the Avoidim Beis Chanyi. So again, what was Beis Chanyi? For now, the Rambam says it was a structure that was in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Alexandria, Egypt, that was Bitsura's Beis HaMikdash. It was an exact replica, says the Rambam, of the Beis HaMikdash. Now there were Koyhanim, there were priests, unfortunately, from Shevet Levi, that served in Beis Chanyai. Says the Mishnah, if a Kohen served in Beis Chanyai, it disqualifies him forever from serving in the Beis HaMikdash. HaKoyanim Sheshim Shubu Beis Chanyai, Lo Yisham Shubu Mikdash of Yerushalayim. Ein Tzarech Lemel Davarach. That's Pashat, a Kohen that served in a Beis Avodah Zarah, he certainly would not be allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim. The Gemara and Amud Beis is going to make the diak that it would seem clear from the Mishnah that as bad as Beis Chanyai was, it wasn't as bad as a Beis Avodah Zarah. Because if it was as bad as a Beis Avodah Zarah, what's the Ein Tzarech Lemel Davarach? It's the same thing. So you see from the Mishnah that Beis Chanyai had a little bit more merit, at the very least, than a regular pagan house of worship. So what exactly was Beis Chanyai? So we'll have to stay tuned. Either way, HaKoyhanim Sheshim Shubu Beis Chanyai says the Mishnah are not allowed to be Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash Shenemar, and it's learned out from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ach lo yalu koyhani habamois el mizbach Hashem b'Yerushalayim. The Koyhanim that worshipped and served bamois are not allowed to bring karbanois on the mizbech Hashem b'Yerushalayim ki im. The only thing they are allowed to do is achlu matzois b'soich acheim. What they're allowed to do is they're allowed to eat matzois. Pashat the Menachos says the Mishnah, Harei Elu Kebalei Mumen. This is what the Pasuk is saying, is that they were treated like Kehanim that were Balei Mumen. Cholkin va'oichlin, they're allowed to eat matnas kuhuna, but at the same time, v'leim makrivin. So the Kehanei Habamois had a halacha that lo yalu al mizbach Hashem b'Yerushalayim. At the same time, kim achlu matzis b'soich acheim. What's the exact comparable to that? Who's a Kohen that's not allowed to do the Avodah, but at the same time is allowed to eat the Matnas Kahuna? That's, of course, a Kohen Bama. So any Kohen that worshipped on a Bama, whether it's Beis Chanyai or whether it's a Beis Avodah Zarah, says the Mishnah, was not allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kohen sheshachat l'avodas kechavim, karbani reach nechayach. Rav Yehuda said a Geshmak HaLacha in light of us being at the finish line of learning Masechtas Zvachim HaMenachas. A Kohen that worshipped in a base of Avodah Zarah. But the particular Avodah that he did was Shechita. Says Rav Yehuda, Karbani Reich Nechayach. He's allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the reason for it? So he had a pasuk. I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, my car. Yana she yishar su oisam lefnei gululeim. V'hoyu lebeis Yisrael lemichshol avoyin. Al keino sasi yodei aleim num Hashem alikim. V'nasu avoyinim. V'ksiv basrei v'lo yikshu elai l'chayin li. So he learned it from a pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk in Yecheskel talks about these Kohanim that worshipped in the base of Avodah Zarah. Yana she yishar su oisam lefnei gululeim. They were doing shiros. They were doing avodah for the base avodah zara. V'ha'yu lebeis Yisrael l'michshal avin. Al kein asas yodei aleim num Hashem elokim v'nasu avodah. V'lo yikshrei lai l'chayin li. See, even if I forgive them, it doesn't matter, says the pasuk. I'll forgive them. Yeah, tshuvas, mechaper, and everything. But at the same time, says the pasuk, the Navi Yecheskel, that these kohanim who worshipped, yana she yishar su oisal lefnei giluleim, they're not allowed to do avodah right now, says the Gemara. Shiros, it. Shchita, however, lav shirusu, and it's for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda said that being that the makar, that a kohen that worships in the base of Avodah Zarah is not allowed to do avoid in the base of Mikdash, is based on a pasuk that says yana she yisharsu oisam. Only if he did shirus. Shirus means avoidah. The Gemara says shchita lav avoidah. What does the Gemara say? About 20 times in Masechta Zvachim HaMenachas. So being that shchita is lav avoidah, therefore it doesn't fall into the category of Yan Asha Yeshar Su Oysom with Negel Uleim. Thus, Rabbi Yehuda said a phenomenal Kiddush. That even though the Mishnah says, Hakayanam Shishim Shubaveis Chanyoy, even, Lo Yisham Shubim Mikdash Biyushalayim, the Ain Tzarech Uleim Eladavar Achar, and it's based on a Pasik and Melachim Beis, and you find the same exact theme again in Yecheskel Memdalit. So you find this in Se
Sefer Melachim, in Yecheskel, it's a Mishnah, of a Zokta Moira Rav Yehuda, I hold that a Kohen that did Shechita in a base Avodah Zarah, it would not disqualify him now from doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason this is such a big Chiddush is because that's Pashat, that even though Shechita Lav Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but if somebody shechts an animal Avodah Zarah, he's a regular Avodah Zarah. The idea of Shechita Lav Avodah is true in Avodah HaMikdash. It's not true when it comes to the laws of Avodah Zarah. In the world of Avodah Zarah, Hashtach Avodah, there's a lot of things that are considered Avodah Zarah that are not necessarily considered Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Shechita is considered avoid. If someone does shechita to avoid the zara, the halacha is his chayiv skilo. So even though this person was a regular oved avoid the zara, it doesn't matter because the criteria for disqualification for a kohen that worshipped, that did avoidah in a base avoidah zara, is not did he do avoidah zara. There's no halacha that if someone's oved avoidah zara, he can't do avoidah in the base of mikdash. The halacha is that if somebody was a kohen and he did what we consider avoidah in the base of mikdash to an avoidah zara, that disqualifies him. Zokt Rav Yehuda, being that shechita lav avoidah, it's for that reason that kohen sheshachat avoidah kechavim karbonoi reach nichayach. Zokt Gemara, it shok ag bezriko. What happens if a kohen did avoidah, he worshipped in a base Avodah Zarah, and he did Zrika again for Avodah Zarah, but he did it b'shoyke. If he did it b'meza, that's the Mishnah. Hakayanim sheshimshu b'veischanyoy lo yeshamshu b'mikdash b'Yerushalayim. Ve'in tzarich loy melo davar achad. The question over here is not b'mezid, that we know. The question is, what if he only did it b'shoyke? Rav Nachman over Rav Nachman says, karbon ireach nichayach. Then it's okay. Rav Sheshes said, ain karbon ireach nichayach. So according to Rav Nachman, it's only b'mezid. According to Rav Sheshes, even he did it b'shoyke. I'm Rav Sheshes. No, I mean, how do I know even b'shoyke? Tichsev, the pasuk says, v'hayu l'beis Yisrael, that pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Mem Dalet, that teaches us this halacha, yana sheyishar su oysam lefnei gilulei, that the kohanim that did avodah v'avodah zarah are now let it do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, said v'hayu l'beis Yisrael l'michshal avoin. It says michshal and it says avoin. What are these two things? My lab oy michshal oy avoin. U'michshal shoygei v'avoin meiz. Michshal is like you stumbled. It was a mistake. Avoin always means meiz. So if that's the case, the Mishnah says mefurish that even if he only did a b'shoygei, even if it was only a michshal, even then he'll be disqualified for doing the avodah. Rav Nachman said that it's only if he did it b'mezid, that he becomes disqualified. He did it b'shoygig. Not michshol de avin. It's not oy michshol oy avin. The way he read the pasuk was michshol de avin. The point is, it has to be avin. It has to be b'mezid. Amar Rav Nachman. No, I mean Allah. What's my makar? So Rav Sheshes is makar that shogag bezrika in karbon erech nechayach. The halacha the Mishnah would apply is from that pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, "V'hayu l'beis Yisrael l'michshal avin, oy michshal oy avin, michshal shogeg avin is meizik." Rav Nachman argued. Rav Nachman said, "Then no, shogeg bizrikar kabon reich nechayach. What's his mikar? The Tanya learned it from a brisa. The pasuk says, and this is in Parsha Shlach, v'chiper akoyin ala nefesh ashogeges becheta." The context over there is someone did an Avera Bishoigig, an Avera of Avodah Zarah, says the Pasuk, V'chiper hakoye ala nefesh hashoigeges b'cheta. And from this Pasuk, the Braisa learns that a Kohen who himself did Avodah Zarah b'shoigeg, he can bring his own carbon. Meaning, could a kohen bring a carbon for himself? So there's an idea of ein chavush mater atzmoi bibeis ha'asurim, but poshet, and this is a brisa that addresses this question, a kohen can. And the context over here is avodah zarah, and clearly, a kohen that did avodah zarah b'shoyeg, he can go ahead and bring his own carbon. What was the avodah zarah? Ilema b'shchita. Are we talking about where he did it b'shchita? Ma'ir yeshoyeg. Afilo mezenami. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though he did avodah zarah b'shoyeg, still he's allowed to bring a carbon. Shechita, had he done even the mezid, he'd be allowed to bring a carbon. That was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Rabbi Yehuda started off the sugya. Kayan sheshacha lavoidus kechavim kabon reach nechayach, because shechita lav avoidi, el lab is zrika. So we're probably talking about zrika. Oh, you seem a furish. That even though he did zrika, but shaygig, it doesn't matter. Still, it doesn't disqualify him from doing the avoidah. I doesn't the Mishnah say, Kayanim sheshimshu beveischanyo lo yishamshu bemikdosh, vein tzarech loy meladavaracha. The Torah says, yeah, that's only if he did it b'mezid. But if he only did it b'shaygig, it's going to be okay. From the fact that a kohen who did avoidah zarah b'shaygig can bring his own carbon. So you see, clearly he's allowed to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about Zrika. That's what Rav Nachman thought. Either way, that would be with Rav Sheshes. Now, really, the
Bryce is talking about Shechita. What was the kasha? What's the chiddush? If we're talking about Shechita, even if the Kayan would have done Shechita b'mezid, he'd be allowed to do Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the chiddush that if he did Shechita b'shoigig, that he's allowed to go and bring the carbon, Zakti Gemara? Really, it is a chiddush, because even though Rav Yehuda did in fact say that Koyin Sheshachat La'avodas Kechavim Karboni Reach Nichayach, he only meant it, said Rav Sheshes, where he did the Shechita B'Shoigeg. But if he did it B'Mezid, Loi Nasim Mishoras La'avodas Kechavim. Because although it's true that Shechita La'avodi from a technical sense, but let's be honest, if somebody shechts an animal in a pagan house of worship for Avodah Zarah, he's certainly facilitating Shiras. So you're right, Shechita, technically speaking, wasn't Avodah Zarah, but you could have a Machshav Shloi Lishmo when you do Shechita. You could have a Machshav Pigel when you do Shechita. According to Rashi, you need a Klisharis when you do Shechita, etc., etc., etc. The Shechita is Mekadesh, the Dam, and the Tzavra Behema. So the Shechita, although it's not an Avodah, but at the same time, it is some form of Shiras Avodah Zarah. So it's true that Shechita L'Avodah, but and it's for that reason, if someone does Shechita B'Shoigeg, he wouldn't be disqualified, said Rav Nachman. But if somebody does Shechita B'Mezid, he in fact, with also a little time, Zokta Gemara, that this Machloikis that emerged from the original Machloikis, again, the original Machloikis when Rav Sheshet Rav Nachman was Shogak B'Zrika. If a Kohen worshipped in a base of Avodah Zarah, he did Zrika, but he did it B'Shoigeg. Does he become disqualified from doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? According to Rav Nachman, Karbon Reach Nechayach, he could do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rav Sheshes, in Karbon Reach Nechayach, he cannot do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. What emerged was a derivative machloikis, and that is Shechita B'Mezid. What's the halacha? According to Rav Nachman, Shechita B'Mezid, being that Shechita L'Avodah, you don't become disqualified. According to Rav Sheshes, Shechita B'Mezid, you do become disqualified. So, Gemara of Azul Tamayu. They, in fact, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes specifically argued about that second machloikis. The Itmar, Hezid B'Shechita, Rav Nachman, Ober Karbon Erech Nechayach, Rav Sheshes, Omar, In Karbon Erech Nechayach, Rav Nachman, Karbon Erech Nechayach, Wad Layavad Shirus. It's not of Shechita L'Avodah. Rav Sheshes, Omar, In Karbon Erech Nechayach, Nasim, Mishoras L'Avodah Kechavim. That even though you write Shechita L'Avodah, but at the same time, you are facilitating Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Nachman, Minu Amin Allah. How do I know that if somebody does Shechita B'Mezid, it's okay? The time limit of the price, a Kohen Shavu Avodah Kechavim, another price that discusses these halachas. A Kohen that was over Avodah Zarah, Vishav, and he did Shuva, Karbani Reach Nichayach, B'mar. So a Kohen did Avodah Zarah, he did Shuva, he can bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Ilei Mevishayge, are we talking about a Kohen that did Avodah Zarah B'shayge, my Vishav? So what's this Lash and Vishav? Vishav means, oh, now he did Tshuva. Shava Imido. He was never a bad person. He never really was a Rasha. He just did it B'Shoigeg. Ela Pshita B'Mezid. So Rav Nachman understood the Bryce is discussing a Kayin that did Avodah Zarah B'Mezid. The Ibiz Rika. Now, what was the Avodah Zarah? Was the Avodah Zarah Zrika? Kishav Mahavi. Who cares if he did Tshuva? Ha'avad Lashiris. The Halacha of the Mishnah that a Kayin that does Avodah Zarah in a base Avodah Zarah can't do Avodah now in the base of Mikdash is true, even if he does Tshuva. So, Elala, what is it talking about? Shechita. Oh, must be talking about Shechita. Rav Nachman says, you see clearly that Shechita, even the Mezid, is treated differently. Now, it is mashma from the Braisa, the way Rav Nachman is understanding the Braisa now, that the only time a Kohen that shechted in a base of Avodah Zarah is allowed to do Shechita or avoid in the base of Mikdash is if at the very least he did Tshuva. But the bottom line is you see that if he did Tshuva, Shechita, even the Mezid, is viewed differently than all the other avodes. Rav Sheshes, who said that Shechita the Mezid, no, because Nasa Mesharas Avodah Zarah. How's he going to understand the price? The price is really talking about where he did it. B'Shoigeg v'Hachikam. What was the kash? If he did a B'Shoigeg, then what's the Vishav? He was never a Balavera. What does it mean he did Tshuva? In Shav me'ikaroi d'chi ava B'Shoigeg avad kabon rech. Shav doesn't mean that after he did it, he was Vishav. Vishav is more defining who he was at the time that he worshipped in the base of Avodah Zarah. If he was a Vishav when he did it, Koyin Shah of Avodah Zarah, Vishav, not now he did Tshuva as a second act, but at the time that he did the Avodah, he was a Shoigig, the Allah is Karbon Reach Nechayach, Vimlav in Karbon Reach Nechayach. So we have two machloikas in between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes regarding the Allah that a Koyin that does Avodah in a base of Avodah Zarah, he is not allowed to do Avodah in the base of Mikdash. The first machloikas was if he did Zrika, he did a real Avodah, he did a Vishav. According to Rav Nachman, he could do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rav Sheshes, he cannot do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The second was, if he did Shechita, B'Mezid. According to Rav Nachman, he could do a void in the Beis HaMikdash because Shechita Lav Avoidi. According to Rav Sheshes, he cannot do a void in the Beis HaMikdash because at the end of the day, Nasim Mishores La Avoidas Kechavim. The Gemara now is going to bring two additional machloikas in between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Hishtachav La Avoidas Kechavim. What happens if somebody bows down to Avoidas Zar? Rav Nachman Abba Kabon Reach Nichoyach. Rav Sheshes Amar Ein Kabon Reach Nichoyach. Again, Rav Nachman is the Meiko. He says his carbon is a Reach Nichoyach. Rav Sheshes says not. Hoyda La Avoidas Kechavim. What if he didn't do Zerika, he didn't do Shechita, he didn't even do a Shtachava, but he took upon himself Avodah Zarah. He accepted it upon himself. Is that enough to disqualify him? Again, machlokes. Rav Nachman Amar Karbon Reich Nichayach. Rav Sheshes Amar Ein Karbon Reich Nichayach. So the Gemara Vitzrichi need all the machlokes. And he Ashmin and Hachka Ma'isa. Had we only had the first, but he come Rav Sheshes B'shem Davod Hashiros. Avol Shchita D'lo Yavod Hashiros. Had we only had the machlokes where he did Zerika B'shoigig. So I would think, okay, over there, Rav Sheshes holds his halacha because at the end of the day he did Zerika. It's true, he did it B'shoigig. He should have been more careful. At the end of the day, he did an act of zrika, a real act of avoda to avoda zara. But shchita, which is lav avoda, maybe it's different. Maybe moida le the Rav Nachman yeshmin and shchita. And had we had the machlokes Rav Nachman and Sheshes, even by shchita, which is lav avoda. At the end of the day, Sheshes said a svaro why, even though shchita lav avoda, but still shchita, as much as it's not an avoda, it is an avoda. Nasim mesharis avoda zara. Avla shtachava tli avoda avoda shtachava, which is not an avoda at all. Emolai tzricha. That's why Rav Sheshes had to say his halacha by shtachava as well. Yeah, shmini shtachava, mishum davali maisa. At the very least, he performed some sort of act. Avod hoida. But if he just said eliyata to the avodah zara, that's already not even a maisa. It's a dibur ba'alma emaloi tzricha. Therefore, we needed the machlokes with your Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes in all four cases. Exhale. So before we go weiter, so we have an interesting machlokes. Oh, really, that begins with a mishnah. Hakayhanim sheshimshu. And then the Mishnah said, "The ain't tzarich loyim." That's pashit. That if a kohen did avoda in a base avoda zara, I mean a kohen was over avoda zara, the halacha is that he will not be able to do avoda in the base hamikdash. Now, believe it or not, this halacha is halacha lemaisa. So, despite the fact that we don't have a base hamikdash nowadays, but this is something that is very much halacha lemaisa. It's an Eruch Chaim, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, in the laws of Nesias Kapayim, Duchanin. The Mechaber says, Mumer L'Avoyda Zara. If someone's an Oved Avoyda Zara, Lo Yisa Es Kapav. He's not allowed to Duchan. So someone that's an Oved Avoyda Zara can't Duchan. Yeshayimim Shem Asa Tshuva Noisa Kapav. It's only a Yeshayimim. That if he did Tshuva, he's not an Oved Avoyda Zara anymore, he then would be allowed to Duchan. The Nenas, if he did the Avoyda Zara B'Oynes, even though you're not allowed to be Oved Avoyda Zara B'Oynes, it's one of the three Avedas that are Yehargav Ayaver, but at the same time, it's going to be okay. So the Mechaber in Hilchos Tzias Kapayim says that if someone is a mumer l'avoda zara, so the halacha is lo yisa es kapav. What's the reason? The reason is because duchenin is considered avoda. It's Rav Shimon's memra that we had earlier, way back in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos. Rav Shimon talked about 15 additional types of avodas, if you remember, and one of them he said was duchenin. In fact, the Magen Avraham brings that an oinin is not supposed to duchen. Why not? Because the Rav Shimon referred to Nesias Kapayim Duchening as an Avoida. An Oinein, the Mishnah says, right in the beginning of the second paragraph of Masechta Zvachim, was not allowed to do Avoida. One of the Psulim, La Avoida, was an Oinein. Just like a Baal Mum is not allowed to do Avoida, an Oinein is not allowed to do Avoida either. So if Duchening is Avoida, and an Oinein is Pasul Avoida, an Oinein wouldn't be allowed to Duchen. In other words, Duchening in Halacha is treated like Avoida, says the Mechaber. If that's the case, someone that's a Mum is Avoida Zara, La Yisa is Kapav. What's the Makar? The Be'er Agoyla says Menachos Nuntes. It's obviously typo. It's Menachos Kuftes. It's the Mishnah that we just learned. Kayhanim sheshimshu v'veischan v'yishamshu v'mikdash v'shalayim v'ein tzarech loy meledavaracha. So, halacha l'maisa. If a koyin is an oyved avoyda zara, he's a mumr l'avoyda salilim v'yisiz kapa. Okay, maybe not so halacha l'maisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'cheinim hu mumr l'chal Shabbos b'farhasi. And I want you to know that this halacha is true even for someone that's a mumr l'chal Shabbos b'farhasi. He too is ko'oyved gilulim. V'lo yisa es kapav, he too is not allowed to duchen. What's the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah? Pshat is, based on what the Gemara says, that if someone is mechalel Shabbos, it's ke'ilu oyved avoda zara. We always speak out, Rashi and Yevamos, daf memches amud beis. Rashi says that a ger toishav, That's a ben noyach that took it upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs ben noyach has to keep Shabbos. Why? Rashi says in Yevam Nes Memches, the reason is v'siro yakosav ala Shabbos, the mechalu lasa Shabbos ko'ivet avodas kechavim. Because the mechalu Shabbos is like an oivet avodasar. And this is something that appears many places in Chazal. The point is that if a mumer l'avodasara is not allowed to duchen, says the Mishnah Brura, that a mumer l'chalu Shabbos befarhesya hareihu kavodas kechavim, and the aloch is lo'yisas. So the Maisa, the Mishnah Brura says that if someone's a Mechal Shabbos before Hesia, he's a Kohen, he comes to Shul, it's Yom Tif now, with Shani Yom Kippur, he wants to get up and he wants to duchen. Now let him duchen. Us cannot duchen. Lo Yisa is Kappa. And the reason is based on two things. Number one, the fact that Nesias Kapayim is a Voida. Number two, that Mechal Shabbos is Ko'evet Avodah Zarah. So it comes out that this person who's a Mechal Shabbos, who really is now an Oivet Avodah Zarah, wants to do Avodah, and it's a Mishnah. Menachos Koftes, and the Mishnah we just learned, that someone that's an Oivet Avodah Zarah is not allowed to do Avodah. Stating that, there's a fascinating tshuva from Moshe Feinstein. It's in Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph, it's in Lamed Gimel. And the tshuva was written in 1950. It was addressed to Yedidi Harav HaGoyin HaMefursim, Reb Shloime Yehuda Leib HaLevi Levitan, Shlita HaGaivit in Rock Island. Either way, the Shaila was asked to him that he says, you know, he knows there are kihilos where Mechalei Shabbos come and they want to duchen. And is it okay to allow them to duchen or not? So Moshe says like this, Hinei Michtav Bedvar Mechalei Shabbos Frahesel Nesias Kavayim Kibalti. Apparently, this was the second time that he sent him to Shiloh. He said, I didn't respond the first time. Something that I find very difficult to talk about. It's not clear why. But Moshe said, when I got it ready, the second letter, I don't want to answer you the second time either. But then I'm worried that maybe you're going to take it personally. This is Rav Moshe's midas, that even though he felt that it was difficult for him to talk about, but at the same time, the second shaila already, I'm not going to be mafter, I'm going to tell you what I think. Says Rav Moshe, Adover Nifla. Rav Moshe says, V'hide, midino, afshe mechal Shabbos befar hesya, hu kumum alavei dezara. Umitam ze savri achroinim, the achroinim say, the apostle and the seer's kapayim. Ukedi isa, be mishne brura, sif kotten kuf lamedalit, and simen kuf chav ches and erichayim, the mishne brura that we just learned. Avo yesh lefak feik bozeh tuva. However, says Rav Moshe, I don't understand it. I don't understand the psak of the Mishnah Brura. And Rav Moshe says two things. The first thing that he says is that what's the premise of the Mishnah Brura? Premise of the Mishnah Brura is that a Mechal Shabbos is Ko'evet Avodah Zarah. An Ovid Avodah Zarah is not allowed to do Avodah. Duchening is Avodah. So, back of the envelope arithmetic, what you end up with is that someone that's a Mechal Shabbos is not going to be able to duchen. But says Rav Moshe, is that true that any person that's an Oved Avodah Zarah in the times of the Beis HaMikdash was not allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? So nish demes. Rav Moshe says the whole machloikas between Rav Nachman and Rav Shesh is one of the four machloikas that we just learned. If someone did shchit in a Beis Avodah Zarah, would that disqualify him from now doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? Where Rav Nachman said, no, karbonei reich nichayach, even if he did the shchit of amazing. Why? Because shchit alav Avodah. And even Rav Sheshes that argued, what did Rav Sheshes say? Even though it's Lava Vaidi, but you're facilitating. You're still a Mishares. You can't tell me that it's Mamish not an Avaid. On some level, it's an Avaid. And that's why at the end of the day, but says Rav Moshe, I don't understand the Shaila. If there's a halacha that any person that's Oved Avoid Zara is now not allowed to do Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, then what's the Shaila? If someone did Shchit al Avoid Zara, he was an Oved Avoid Zara. Says Rav Moshe, it's clear, there's no other way to learn this Gemara other than walking away and saying that just because you're an Oved Avodah Zarah does not mean you can't do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not true. What you see from the Gemara is that if somebody did Avodah to Avodah Zarah, he did Zrika, Kabbalah, Ilach, Akhtara, Nisuch, he did an Avodah Chashuva. That's when you have the Halacha that he now can't do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So says Rav Moshe, it's true, Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia is Ko'evet Avodah Zarah. But are you going to tell me that a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia is more than a Sheikhid Avodah Zarah? It's true he's Ko'evet Avodah Zarah, but even someone who does Shechitah Avodah Zarah, who's not Ko'evet Avodah Zarah, he is an Oved Avodah Zarah without the Kaf Adimyon. Even he, according to Rav Sheish, is allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Nachman has a Svarah Chitzayna why he's not allowed to. So it's Pashat, says Rav Moshe. He says, it's Pashat Ad Lamaid. Ukemat Shalaniyas Daiti Zebor Ledina, says Rav Moshe. Avshu Negadas Rabbi Seinu Achreidim. Even though the Achreidim didn't pass in that way. But says Rav Moshe, I don't know what to do. It's so pasha to me. How in the world can you look at a mechal Shabbos b'farhesi any worse than someone who did shechita l'avodah zarah? He's koyver avodah zarah. It just means he has the chomer of avodah zarah. He didn't do srika l'avodah zarah. So at the end of the day, he's an oved avodah zarah where he didn't physically worship in some pagan temple. The Medina, the Gemara, he's allowed to do Havaydah now in the Beis HaMikdash. So if I state Nishtah, the Gansa Meis, and Nera Moshe says something unbelievable, which is actually a great segue to the beginning of Masechtas Chulin. It's more of a Chulin the Gesugya, so maybe we'll pick it up more then. But Moshe says that we know that the only time a Mechal Shabbos is viewed Ka'ivet Avay Dazar is if he's Mechal Shabbos Farhesia. But a Mechal Shabbos Betzin, if someone's Mechal Shabbos Bechadri Chadarim, he's not Ke'ilu Avay Avay Dazar. It's only someone that's Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia that's Ke'ilu Avay Avay Dazar. And Moshe says a Svara, why? At first glance, Moshe says it's really Hepech HaSvara. Because you find that someone that does an Avera Betzina is viewed more as a Kaifer than someone that does an Avera Befarasi. Where do you see that? The Ganav and the Gazlan. The Ganav who steals when nobody's looking has to pay Kefal. Rabbi Yochanan said in Perek Maruba, what's the reason? Because in his mind, he made all the Cheshbainas. He checked off all the boxes. I don't want this one to know. I don't want that one to know. I want to look like a shiny Yid over here. What about the Rabbi Yochanan? He doesn't care about. So there's more an element of Kfira when a person does an Avera Betzina than there is when a person does an Avera Befarasi. So Frank Ramosh, I want to ask you a Kasha. Everybody that ever learned the beginning of Masechtas Chulin knows that if someone's Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, he's Mamish a Koifer Be'ikr, he's Ki'ilu Oyvet Avodah Zarah. If someone's Mechal Shabbos Betzina, no. Frank Ramosha, in the world of Kfir, I think it should be just the opposite. Someone that's Mechal Shabbos, he clearly is denying Maisa Bereshis, and he's not doing a Betzina. He's adding Kfira al Gabi Kfira Asai. Now you have the Kfira Perek Meruba, as opposed to someone that only does it before Hasya. So Ramesh says, you have to say some sort of Svara. And Ramesh is a Shveris Svara. Again, this is more for the beginning of Chulun, but what Ramesh seems to say is that it's when a person does a Betzina, somehow we're going to touch up what he did. We're going to define his act as an act of Taiva. When someone's Mechal Shabbos before Hesya, there we define his act as an act of kfir. That's what Ramesh says. So listen to Ramesh. He says, Nav, imkein bepoi, sheyodua, that everybody knows, sheroiv Mechal Shabbos, that most Mechal Shabbos in the United States of America, 1950, bishvil taivis ha-momen, they do it because of taivis momen. V'yesh har be'shehoichem le'beis ha-knesses le'hispala. There are many, Ramesh said, who used to go to shul Shabbos morning, v'acha kach hoichem le'beis mischarim, and then afterwards they would go to work. Efsher, gam shul. How can you say he's a kaifer? He went to shul in the morning. He went to shul. Elamai is about tithing. He couldn't overcome the nesayin of not working on Shabbos, which was very, very rampant in the first part of the 20th century, United States of America. That's what I should say. That obviously is what's going on over here. You can tell me he's a kaifer. If he's a kaifer, why'd he go to shul in the morning? He would have stayed in bed. So the fact he would have slept in. So the fact that he got up early in the morning, he went, even if he drove to shul, but at the end of the day, he went to shul. That's the point. So says Rav Moshe, he believed that the Mechalalei Shabbos, listen to a koyach ha-teira from Rav Moshe, that the Mechalalei Shabbos befarhesia in the United States had a din of a Mechal Shabbos betzina. Because the taich of a Mechal Shabbos b'farhesi, the reason he's treated so stringently in halacha is because we look at what he did as an act of kvira. And you can't tell me that this person who drove to shul Shabbos is a kaifer. Because if he's a kaifer, he's very misguided and he's an amaretz perhaps. But at the same time, you can't tell me he's a kaifer. He went to shul. He's not a kaifer. He went to davar. He said Shemayin Esra, he said Kaddish, he said Kedusha. So at the end of the day, a koifer is an ish. Memeli is viewed as a Mechal Shabbos Betzina. We view what he's doing as doing because of taiva that he can't overcome. A Mechal Shabbos Betzina is not Ka'ivet Avodah Zarah. So I'm going to say two reasons why I disagree, and I think at Al Koponim, as it relates to the Shaila that this Rav in Rock Island had sent Ramosha, is not a real Shaila, is not a problem. He said, number one, because I disagree with the whole Allah of the Mishnah Berurah. To me, the Mishnah Berurah is Psak, which he refers to as Das Rabbi Seinu. He says it's Tamua. It's Bar Ladina, not like that, says Ramosha. And number two, he says, as it relates to this specific question, I think the Mechal Shabbos before Hesia today, most of them are Mechal Shabbos Betzina. So what's the bottom line? So Ramosha said, Nimsa Shaladina Ein Lepaisloi. But a Bal Nefesh should be Machmer. He doesn't say that, but that's essentially what Ramosha says. Ramosha says, I don't encourage it, and I think L'chatchila, we should try to prevent it, but at the same time, at the very end, he says, Ach limchois biyad chazoko be'elu ayorish emanichem moizom lisa kapeyem, av she'en ruach hachomem noichem bizem, mestaber she'en mechuyovim yedidoi. Beautiful tshuva. Either way, a little bit weiter. So, we spoke a lot about Beis Chonyoi, a lot of technical, difficult, Cheshbin Gemara is not such an easy Amid Aleph, but Amid Beis
moves a little bit more smoothly. Zok the Mishnah, what exactly was Beis Chanya?
So the Mishnah said that Kayhanim that did Avodah in Beis Chanya, we're not allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ein Tzarech Loimar, and it goes without say, and then the Mishnah says it, that if Kayhan did Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash Zara, that he would not be allowed to do Avodah now in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ein Tzarech Loimar Davar Achar, for the fact that the Mishnah said that it's Poshet, that if a Kohen did Avodah in a base of Avodah Zarah, meaning it's worse to do Avodah in a base of Avodah Zarah than to do a base Chanyah, Mechal the base Chanyah, Lava Vezah Chavimus. You see, clear, base Chanyah is not a base of Avodah Zarah. Zok the Gemara, Tanya, Command Amr, base Chanyah, Lava Vezah Chavimus.
That's the case. We have a Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah, like the Manda Amr that holds, base Chanyah wasn't Avodah Zarah. Tanya, we learned that a Bryce, Oshel, Shoshana Shemesh Shimon HaTzadik, the year that Shimon HaTzadik passed away, Amr Lehem, so Shimon HaTzadik told his Chevra, Shana Zuhumes. He said he's going to die this year. How do you know? He said, "Kol Yom Kippurim, every Yom Kippur." Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol for 40 years in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So every Yom Kippur, when he would go into the Kodesh Hakodashim, this Dami Lizokin Echad, an old man would come, Lavish Levanim. He'd be wearing white clothing, Vinesativ Levanim. He'd be wearing a white talis. Vinichnasimi. He would come into the Kodesh Hakodashim with me, Viyotzimi, and he would leave with me. Shana Zu, this year, this Dami Lizokin Echad. Again, there was a Zokin that came with me, but he was Lavish Shchayrim. V'nisatev shchayim. He was not dressed in white. He was dressed in black. V'nichnasimi said Shimon HaTzadik lo yotzimi. And Shimon HaTzadik took that as an omen, as a bad sign, and he believed that that meant that this was the last time he was going to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Thus he turns to his Talmidim and he told him, Shana Zuhume. Says the Gemara, L'acha regal after Sukkis, Cholesh Shivas Yomim. Shimon HaTzadik became sick. He was sick for 7 days, umes, and he passed away. And after Shimon HaTzadik died, the Kayhanim stopped using the Shema Mefirish in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kohen Gadol used to use the Shema Mefirish in the Beis HaMikdash, but after Shimon HaTzadik passed away for the remainder of Bayis Sheni, it was no longer used. Incidentally, every three words in this Braisa has Tile Tile raid. So we'll have to see whether or not we can get to some of this. Either way, B'shas P'tir Asai, where Shimon HaTzadik passed away, literally as he was dying, Amar Lehem, he turns to his children and he says, Chanyoy b'ni yishamish tachti. I want my son Chanyoy to be the next Kohen Gadol. This kind of by Shimi. Now, Shimon HaTzadik had an older brother whose name was an older son, Shimi. Shayugadu Medeshe Shana Mechsa. He was 2.5 years older than Chanya, and he got jealous. So my younger brother is going to be the one that's the Kohen Gadol. Amaloi. So Shimi goes to Chanya, the younger brother, who's going to be the Kohen Gadol. Now, Shimon HaTzadik just passed away. He says, Boy v'alamedcha Seder Avoida. Let me teach you the Seder Avoida. Taisis Medayik. It sounds like Chanya didn't know how to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. If he didn't know how to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, so he wasn't a Memale Makam Avosah. Doesn't sound like he was a worthy candidate. Meaning, Kuna Gedolah goes over B'Yerusha, just like all Surarois go over B'Yerusha. But there is a condition, you have to be worthy. L'chura, if a Kohen Gadol doesn't know how to do the Avodah, certainly sounds like maybe he wasn't worthy. It's Tosis Kasha. But either way, so Chanya is going to be the next Kohen Gadol, based on the Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis, the dying words of Shimon HaTzadik. Shimi, the older brother, is now going to explain to the younger brother exactly how you're supposed to do the Avodah. This is what he told him. He told him that the first time you do the Avodah, you're supposed to wear a woman's blouse. And you're supposed to wear a belt that women used to wear. So Chanya didn't know any better. He puts on these women clothing, and he goes to do the Avodah. As Chanya is standing by the Mizbeach, he's about to do the Avodah, so Shimi turns to the Kohanim, and he says, look who my brother is. Take a look at who the next Kohen Gadol is about to be. My brother Chanya is wearing women's clothing. You know why? Because he told his wife, Ahuvasa, that if he ever is zoicha to be the Kohen Gadol, he's going to dedicate the first Avodah to her. And the way he's going to do it is by wearing her clothing. Says the Gemara, where the Gehanim were that, they couldn't believe what happened. So they wanted to kill Chanya. So he started running, and there was a chase. He had run so far, he literally ended up in Egypt, across the border. He ended up in Alexandria, and when he got to Alexandria, he built him his and he started bringing karbonos on that mizbeach l'shem avodah zarah. When the chachamim heard about it, they said, someone who started off with good intentions, and he really wanted to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. You see, look what ended up happening. Someone that goes with the intention of doing avodah. So you see, it's not so posh to make someone and take someone away from doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Divrei Rav Meir. Al-Koponim, this was Rav Meir's version of what happened, or the history of exactly how Beis Chanya was started. It started because Shimon HaTzadik on his deathbed, decided that his younger son, Chanyoy, should be the next Kohen Gadol. The older son, Shimi, was jealous. Chanyoy apparently didn't really know that much about how you're supposed to do the Avodah, which Tosfos says is Tzarechin, but that was not a fact. So Shimi now goes over to Chanyoy and tells Chanyoy, now you're supposed to do the Avodah the first time, you're supposed to wear women's clothing. He listens. Shimi tells the Kohanim that the reason he did it, it's not true, says the reason he did it is because he made a promise to his wife that he's going to dedicate the first Avodah for her. They wanted to kill Chanyoy. Chanyoy had no choice but to flee, literally to run for his life. He ends up in Alexandria. He builds a base Avodah Zarah. That was base Chanyoy. Lahalacha, what Rameir said was that Beis Chanya was a Beis Avodah Zarah. Amalei Rabbi Huda told Rameir, "Loi kachay meis." I'll tell you what the story really was. Elo loi kibul alav Chanya. Really, Chanyoy was not the Kohen Gadol. Shayyashimi achav Gadol b'manasheh sharam amechza. Meaning, Chanyoy told his father, "I can't be makabel. I can't take it upon myself to be the Kohen Gadol. I have an older brother. My older brother Shimi, he's the one that's supposed to be the next Kohen Gadol." Afa pikein, and despite the fact that Chanyoy walked away, neskana bei Chanyoy b'shimi achav, but Chanyoy was still jealous. There was a little part of him that sipped. You know, at the end of the day, he did want to be the Kohen Gadol, even though he deferred for his older brother. Amaloi. So Chanyoy told Shimi, "Boy v'alametcha seder avoida. Let me teach you the avoida." So it was Shimi that was the Kohen Gadol. He's the one that's going to do the avoida. The same exact story. He puts on women's clothing. So Chanyoy now told the Kohanim, "Ru'u ma neder zeh v'kayim la uvasai. Take a look at the neder that my brother Shimi made. Oy sayyim sheyishtamish b'guna gadoila elbish b'unkle shalichi v'achar b'tzulzul shalichi. Bikshu achar b'kayim." And the Kohanim wanted to kill him. What happened was, but Shimi told the Kohanim, he says, no, that's not really what happened. What happened was, I didn't know how to do the Avodah. Chanyoy was the one that set it up. And they believed Shimi. They believed that it was a setup. Now, Big Shul Harik is Chanyoy. They wanted to kill Chanyoy. Rotz mipneyem. Chanyoy had to run away. V'rotzu acharav. Rotzu lebeis ha-melech. V'rotzu kala acharav. Kala roya oisei oimer zehu zehu. So a very dramatic chase. But at the end of the day, he ended up holach las Alexandria shal Mitzrayim. Ubono shal mizbech. Chanyoy built a mizbech. V'hela olav. L'shem shamayim. And he brought karbonis there. Not l'shem avodah zarah. L'shem shenema as the pasuk said. V'hoi b'hoi mahu yi mizbech. L'shem b'slicheretz Mitzrayim. Matzei ve'etzel And he based it on a pasuk on a vur that Yeshaya Hanavi had said, Perik Yutes, Pasuk Yutes, 19:19. Either way, a pasuk where Yeshaya seems to prophesize about some mizbech that's going to exist in Mitzrayim. Chanyoy took that as a sign that the time had come to establish that Nevuah. This was done L'shem Shemayim. This was done in observance of a Nevuah of Yeshaya. The bottom line is, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but they come and so there was a sensitivity over it. It's not so posh to remove a person from doing the Avodah. But the bottom line is, there were two differences in Rameh's version of the story and Rabbi Yehuda's version of the story. One was more technical, one was more halachic. The technical aspect of it was, who is the one that was wearing the woman's clothing doing the Avodah day one after Ptiras and Shoshim and Atzadik? According to a mayor, it was Chanyoy who was set up by his brother Shimi. Chanyoy had to run away because of the Rechilos of Shimi. He ends up in Alexandria. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was Shimi that was doing the Avodah. But Shimi told the Kohanim that he was set up by Chanyoy. The Kohanim believed Shimi, and Chanyoy had to run away not for doing the Avodah, but for setting up Shimi. But the more halachic Nafgamina was, at the end of the day, was based Chanyoy a base Avodah Zarah, or was based Chanyoy a bias that was brought L'shem Shemayim? According to Rameir, it was a base Avodah Zarah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when Chanyoy established his base Chanyoy in Alexandria, he was coming to Mekayim the Pasuk, V'hoye b'yoy mahu yiyah mizbeach L'shem b'slech eretz Mitzrayim u'matzeva etzel gvula. He was doing this in observance. It was something that was done L'shem Shemayim. So going back to the beginning of the Amud, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that a Kohen that did avoid the Beis Chanyoy can't do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ein tzarech loymar. And that's poshit. That if he does avoid in the Beis HaVodah Zarah, he now can't do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Michal says the Gemara that Beis Chanyoy wasn't a Beis HaVodah Zarah. Tanya, this Dam Mishnah then is commando Amar, Beis Chanyoy lav avoid is koichavim hu. Who was the one that held Beis Chanyoy is lav avoid is koichavim? Rabbi Yehuda. So even though Stam Mishnah is always Rab Meir, this Stam Mishnah that held that Beis Chanyoy was not a Beis HaVodah Zarah is not going according to Rab Meir. This Stam Mishnah is actually going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So there's a lot to talk about. but it got late early. But just the one thing that we'll take out from here, and then we'll pick it up in Metz Hashem on the next daf, and that is that you see the Yerida, the unbelievable spiritual decline that happened after Shimon HaTzadik passed away. We all know the Gemara Masechtas Yuma daf Lamatas Samarel. We always refer to it. The Gemara says that for the four Abam Shana Shishima Shimon HaTzadik, the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, a lot of Nisim took place in the Beis HaMikdash. The Goyer on Yom Kippur was always oiled to the right. The one that was Lashem ended up in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. You had the Ner Maravi, the Lashon Shel Zahiris turned white. Yeah, when they used to divide the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem, there was enough for all the kohanim to go around. After Shimon HaTzadik passed away, all of that changed. So the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik were years of kedusha v'tahira. After Shimon HaTzadik passed away, there was an unbelievable spiritual decline. You see from here how far that went. Imagine Shimon HaTzadik for 40 years. This is b'kedusha v'tahira. He goes into the kodesh hakodashim. This damid lizokin echad. He's lavish levanim, v'nisatip levanim. This unbelievable maimed that's going on every single year, every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Shimon HaTzadik passes away. The very next day, one's brother is jealous of the other brother. He sets him up. How does he set him up? The Kohen Gadol is doing the avodah now, wearing woman's clothing. And what they're discussing, the hack in the Beis HaMikdash is that he made a neder that he's going to dedicate the first, not for Hashem, he's going to dedicate the first avodah for his wife. And the way he's doing that is by wearing woman's clothing. It's lo yu'um and ki yisuper. This is the first day after the p'tir of Shimon HaTzadik. How did it spiral so quickly? And for that, we need the rest of the story. And for that, we're going to have to wait until the next stuff.